I think these two readings this morning offer us a choice. As people who claim to be followers of Christ, we can be mules or messengers. Now, obviously, this mule idea comes from the passage that Willa just read for us. The psalm that says, "Don't be like a senseless horse or mule that has to be led around by bit and bridle." I am no expert on horses or mules, but when I think of mules, I think of something like the picture on the front of your bulletin of a mule having to be pulled along, and sometimes the mule refuses to go. And that's not how God wants us to be. I think this is a reminder that God is a God who does control everything. And yet God doesn't want to control us. God doesn't want to force us to do anything. That's one of the things I believe most strongly about God. God is not a God who wants to be a dictator. God could be, but God doesn't want us to be mindless robots or senseless mules. God wants us to freely follow. I mean, it's amazing that God, who, you know, could send lightning bolts every day to snap us out of our sin, doesn't do that. In fact, God gives us the freedom to totally go the wrong direction. In fact, to turn away from God, if that's what we want to do. God allows us to do that. God doesn't like it, but God allows us to do that because God doesn't want us to be mules being led, pulled against our will with a bit and a bridle. And when I think of this reference to bit and bridle, I think of laws and rules and regulations. And you know, it's not God who treats us that way. It usually is institutions, society, the church, who wants to be the ones controlling us, leading us. And look, we need laws and rules and regulations because we human beings are idiots, to put it bluntly. We usually do not know what's best for ourselves. So, as a society, for example, we have laws that how you are to drive, how you are to behave in certain situations. We need those. Society needs to control its citizens to some degree, because otherwise, who knows what sorts of stupid things we'd be getting into. We get into enough stupid things even with laws and rules and regulations. But that's not God's best intent. God wants us to be free. God is not about works righteousness, for example. This idea over the years in the church that you must behave a certain way, you must follow this list of rules, these doctrines to make God love you. No. Again, that's a human institution thing. It's usually about power and control. But God says, I just want you to know how much I love you. That's why Jesus came, to tell us, show us how much God loves us, so that we might trust that God is, as Paul says, reconciling himself to us. That God forgives, that God is gracious and merciful. And that's where we find, as the psalm says, true happiness, by knowing that, by knowing we are loved and forgiven. And that's why what God really wants for us is to be messengers, having experienced God's love and forgiveness for ourselves, trusting in that, our job is to share that with others, to tell others, to be messengers, to be ambassadors, as Paul says. And what is it that ambassadors do? They go other places. No one is an ambassador in their own country. You go to other countries to be ambassadors. And so we are called to go beyond our homes, our churches, maybe even our communities, to be ambassadors of God's love, messengers of God's grace. That's our task. Unfortunately, too often the church has not done that as well, or the message they have sent has been one about being a mule instead. Follow these rules, these laws, these regulations. But God says, no, you are free. Free to know my love, to trust in it, and then free to share it. I want you to be messengers, not mules. I want you to be ambassadors, not asses. Too often in our history as followers of Christ, though, we have fallen to the side of the mules and the asses. But keeping this in mind in the week ahead, let's make a better choice this week. Let's err on the side of being messengers and ambassadors, and not make God have to step in and start leading us around. Let's freely share God's love. Amen.